one of the most important aspects of international relations in the Middle East is in flux at the moment. Egypt used to be the US's closest ally in the region after Israel, but that was when Hosni Mubarak was in power, and American aid was flowing in mostly to the military at the rate of billions of dollars a year. The Muslim Brotherhood are less of a known quantity to the White House, it's probably fair to say. Their new leader in Egypt, President Mohamed Morsi, is about to fly to the States for a week of meetings in Washington and in New York. Given what President Obama recently said, describing the new Egypt as neither friend nor foe, what sort of reception will Mr. Morsi get? Avi Spiegel is Assistant Professor of Middle Eastern Politics at the University of San Diego in California, and he's finishing a book at the moment on the rise of young Arab Islamists. I talked to him shortly before we came on air and began by asking him whether this trip was an American originally or an Egyptian idea.
Dating back a few months ago, there was word that Obama had actually invited President Morsi to the White House. But word of that invitation leaked, and because of political pressures that President Obama is facing at home, the president isn't actually meeting President Morsi in Washington, D.C. He's not actually meeting him at the White House either. And it's not actually even a one-on-one meeting. It's a group meeting in New York. And it's actually at the behest of President Bill Clinton and Clinton Global Initiative.
What do you make of this phrase from President Obama that Egypt is neither friend nor foe?
The impression here, to be honest, is that Morsi is more concerned with domestic politics, with outflanking challenges from his right, from Salafis in particular, than he is with continuing a meaningful dialogue with the U.S. Morsi also seems wary of appearing anything like his authoritarian predecessor, and a cozy relationship with Washington, as you know, was certainly a mainstay of the Mubarak era. So I think there's a lot of uncertainty in the relationship right now between the United States and Egypt.
Is Egypt still getting the military aid that it used to?
It is, but it is true also that aid to Egypt, in truth, foreign aid in general, is not a popular cause right now in Washington. Some are calling to cut or even eliminate aid to Egypt. But most lawmakers recognize that if the U.S. cuts its aid, there are others who will step in. Remember, Morsi went to China and Iran before coming to the U.S., and the U.S. isn't even Egypt's biggest supplier of aid anymore. Qatar is.
Well, most of the aid goes to the military, and the Egyptian military is pretty much disgraced, isn't it?
That's true. However, key issues in U.S.-Egyptian relations still persist. A lot has changed in the Middle East over the last year, but certain security issues still remain. Still a treaty with Israel to uphold, still Suez Canal passage to maintain, still counterterrorism measures that need enacting, especially in light of recent attacks in the Sinai, and still overflight rights that need to be secured, especially if U.S. conflict with Iran intensifies.
Given how much Mohamed Morsi presumably wants to entice U.S. money into his economy, there will be a fair amount of striking the right tone, won't there?
There absolutely will be. It's a difficult time in U.S.-Egyptian relations. Many Americans are still reeling from last week's images of the U.S. embassy in Cairo being stormed, from black flags of Al-Qaeda being raised, and really from the new Egyptian president remaining largely silent while this was happening. So I think he needs to foster a fair amount of goodwill right now among the American public.
What, if anything, can Mohamed Morsi offer President Obama?
I think that most importantly, he can show the American people and offer President Obama that he can stabilize the most geopolitically central country in the Middle East, that Mohamed Morsi is actually up to the job, that he's both willing and able to stand up to radical fringe elements within his country. I think that will be the big question right now.
But he comes with this huge burden of, well, let's not put it too softly, hatred for America among some of his people.
That's absolutely true. America is viewed with suspicion in Egypt, just as Egypt is viewed with deep suspicion in the United States right now. So I think there's work on both sides that needs to be done to repair relations. The relationship certainly needs a good deal of counseling right now.
And in a week of meetings, can much be done in the way of repair, do you think?
I think it's a good first step. It's not the ending of U.S.-Egyptian relations, certainly not between this president. But keep in mind, President Obama is in a difficult position right now. We're right in the middle of a presidential election, less than 60 days to go before that election. And President Obama is coming under intense scrutiny and attacks, particularly from Republicans, for being soft on foreign policy, for even meeting with Morsi in the first place. He's been criticized already here for taking the time to see Morsi in New York, but not, for example, seeing Prime Minister Netanyahu of Israel. So this meeting is a small first step.
Avi Spiegel there from the University of San Diego in California.